CBS Sports Radio's Doug Gottlieb, ladies and gentlemen, from the Doug Gottlieb Show. Hi, Doug.
So the guy was going number two, and a python bit him in the man area?
Yep.
That's a real story?
Yeah, absolutely.
A four-meter python.
What's your... Earlier.
Hold on. Where is that? Vietnam? Is that what you said?
No, Thailand.
And crossing off Thailand is places to ever visit.
Well, no, you can visit. Yeah. I wouldn't suggest you sit to go to the washroom.
Well, I mean, what do you do when you got to go? You stand?
Hover.
You do hover a lot of places anyway.
Yeah.
Although I always find it interesting that people who are doing their business and that sort are worried about the germs when the germs are coming out of them. But regardless of which, I would have clicked on that. Not gonna lie to you.
See? Yeah. And when you see NSFW, what do you do? What's the first thing you do?
What does NSFW mean?
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work? Is that what it means?
Yeah. What do you do? You click.
I do click on it. I do. I'm that guy. I'm also that guy, though. Like when Paul George broke his leg, I couldn't get enough of watching.
Oh, God.
It didn't make me feel any like less bad. Like I felt bad for Paul George.
Yeah.
But I've determined, and everybody's one type one, two, or three.
Yeah.
Type one is I don't ever want to see it. Just, you want to tell me about it? Fine. I just cringe at the thought.
Let's not talk about it even.
Type two is I want to see it once,
yep.
Just once so that I can catalog it. Okay, I know what people are talking about. And then there's type three, which is, oh, come on, I got to see that again. You know,
I can't get enough of this.
Yeah.
You can't unsee that injury either.
Well, and there's a college one, too, that happened a few years ago. And he was a good story because he came back and played in the NCAA tournament after it, like the bone literally came out of his leg and you saw it. And it's forever etched in my memory.
Yes, it's the kid from Louisville, and then he transferred from Louisville, and he went to Georgia State.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was Gus. There was actually guys throwing up on the bench. I mean, that was the part of the video that's the best part of the video. It's like, because at first we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And then when we did see it, you're like, oh, and then you look at guys who are actually puking on the bench. You're like,
heaving. Yeah, I remember that, and people turn around crying. Right. People were crying. It's a bad injury when your buddies start crying.
Doug, is the compound fracture the Cadillac of sports injuries?
It's up
yes,
there.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. I definitely think it is. I think like the thing about like I love
the Cadillac of sports injuries.
It's great. That's a classic. It's like from Get Shorty, you know, the Cadillac of minivan. I love when people watch an injury on TV, and there's a couple of these doctors that are on Twitter like, oh, that's a torn MCL, not ACL. Because, like, dude, seriously, is that how you diagnose people from watching it on TV? And sometimes they're right, but it's a total shot in the dark. So, yes, I mean, I can't get enough. Thankfully, I've never had a compound fracture, nor has anybody I know had one.
Yeah.
And then when you back it up, and then when you see the x-rays, you're like, oh, man, that was just as bad as it looked. That's awesome. I got to go back.
The bone out of the skin is one thing. The x-rays totally, that really sets it off. Speaking of gross, Raptors lose last night in a big, big way. You and I talked about it last week. Is this a series? Thought it was. Hard to believe it's a series in anybody's arena, though. You know, you go to Cleveland, you get pumped every game by an average of 28, 29 points. And in Toronto, less of an average, but still a dominating performances at home from either team. And then one story came out, and it just came out this morning. I want to get your opinion. Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph apparently out late, until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning playing cards, not gallivanting, no rumors of doing anything untoward, but just at a casino. Does this happen a lot when guys go on the road in the NBA?
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't play in the NBA. I played in Russia, in France, in Israel. And in Russia, there's a casino in every town. And I played with the other American was a guy named Willie Burton. And Willie was a recovering alcoholic. And so he would actually give me money and say, hey, come gamble with me, you know, so you can hang out. Because I can't, you know, like, he's one of those guys that couldn't sleep. And it was just like that NBA lifestyle is – Your body clock is different, but the guys I know in the league, yeah, it happens. Not every guy goes out. Not every guy stays in. I do think it's a story though if they don't play well, and those are two, especially Corey. Those are two younger cats. You know, it's like now having hung out with Charles Barkley and done college basketball stuff with him. I mean, his working belief is he doesn't know a guy that can really play that needs sleep. But again, that's his, he's a, him and Michael Jordan. That's what they used to do. But they were also Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan. I've always been a milk and cookies guy. You know, I need to get to bed at 10 o'clock. I may struggle to sleep, but I'm much better when I'm in my bed at 10. Maybe even if I'm binge watching now, shows, or back then, you know, you're watching Law and Orders on repeat.
Yeah.
You have to know yourself. And I would hope that that's how those guys feel like they're at their best. That's the big thing. It's like, you can do it.
That they need that's part of their routine. That's what they do normally to get their mind off a big game, whatever the situation is, right?
Like Gary Payton was famous for, he put down his last beer, he'd go back, take a nap, go to shoot around, come back, sleep all day, come out and give you 20 and 10, right? When Vin Baker went to Seattle, many people believe that's what led Vin Baker to become an alcoholic, because Gary Payton was the leader of the team. They're like, hey, saddle up with Gary Payton. He's our leader. Do what he does. And so he just hung out with Gary Payton. Like, not everybody can do that. So, you got to know yourself, man. And this is the big boy world. You're in the playoffs. So to me, yeah, I do think it's a big deal. I do think it's a mistake, just because if you're going to err on the side of caution, give your body every possible chance to rest. You played 82 games. Now you're up on, you know, you're creeping up on 100 games at a very high level against a team that's better than you. But I don't think it's the end of the world, especially if these are two guys that's their routine.
Doug Gottlieb from CBS Sports Radio in New York joins us. We're talking about, of course, Corey Joseph, Damari Carroll. Apparently, out late last night, they lose by 38 coming home for Game 6. If it's Norman Powell and Bebe Nuguera, is this story a story?
No.
Okay.
If they win, is this a story?
It's a little bit of a story. It's like, all right, I mean, it buys you, again, like, if you do that and you get caught and you're out, you better play well, right?
Apparently they weren't out drinking. They were out playing cards. They weren't doing lines of blow. They were out playing cards. So what's the difference between...
They weren't going full Manziel, is what you're saying? I believe that's from a movie, right? Never go full Manziel?
Yeah, it's right. Never go full something else, and it's Tropic Thunder, yeah. But maybe one of the greatest movies ever. Never go full Manziel. So these guys weren't going full Manziel. They were just going like a quarter Jordan and only till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So what's the difference between that and Lowry?
You're out playing cards at 1 o'clock. You're not staying at the casino. Okay, if whenever you wrap it up, even if you wrap it up at 1:30, you get back at 2 o'clock. You don't go to sleep. I mean, I'm somebody, I can go to sleep as soon as I hit the pillow. But you know, again, I don't care. But you got to play better than you played last night.
I guess
cause,
so.
Because now guys start looking around. I mean, look, this is one of the things that led to James Harden being traded from Oklahoma City. And I had Scott Brooks on my show, and he told me he disagreed with the idea of trading James Harden. But one of the things that ticked off management was, here they were losing in the NBA Finals. He wasn't playing well, and he kept going out in Miami. And they're like, you know, hey, man, how many times are you going to get to the NBA Finals? The answer to this point is once in his life, you want to put your best foot forward. So not a huge deal, but there is you got to be mature enough to handle this and understand, you know, you can't let it soar with the Eagles or you hoot with the Gals.
Appreciate you doing this, Doug. Thanks so much for taking time with us today.
Yeah, just quick question.
Yeah.
So if you're going to fire your head coach if he loses to Indy, and then yeah. You kind of you get by on a blown call, whatever, and, I mean, did something change? I mean, that's really the thing. Did something change in winning these last two, in the two games at home?
I would say I'm not, you know, beggars can't be choosers, so I'm not going to debate that question. And I think Dwayne Casey, you know, I think people write stories to have them read, right? So whether or not they're true or not isn't up to me to decide. I would tend to believe Zach Lowe, who wrote that story. However, I will say this, it's an Eastern Conference final, and those questions are good questions, but I don't have an answer for you. How's that?
Can I give you my thought real quick? I
know sure.
You gotta go. It's a lot of times after the fact, people will say things as if they were going to happen, and it may have been a part of a discussion, but it's not like, you know, one guy in a front office is like, yeah, we would have fired his ass if we lost that game 7. Like, you know, it kind of like, It's like the guy who was about to get in a fight at a club and it gets broken up. He's like, yeah, I would have dropped it. I'm like, okay. You know, we don't know because we never went down that path, but that sounds really good, especially, and it reads well on Chris.